That's it. Got it.
91.5 WMFO, Record Store Day celebration here. The Record Store Day is actually next Saturday, but we're playing a bunch of the stuff that's going to be released, including that one from David Bowie, in case you couldn't tell. That was a demo version of Let's Dance, you know, what the artist used as a guideline. He sends that to the other musicians who are going to play, and that's how they learn the songs. And
I actually really like it. I hadn't heard it yet. Yeah, that's really good.
That is really good. And it's going to be available at Record Store Day. Well, if you get it on time, because they only, you know, limited quantities on
the Bowies always go quick.
Of course they do.
There's a live Bowie from 1978 that I think is going to go the quickest, and it's going to be great.
That's right.
On the Low/Heroes tour.
A London show.
Yeah.
Yeah. The list is just so long. Blitz and Trapper before that. This is like one of the few new releases that I see on the list, although there are a couple others that we're going to get to. The title track from Wild and Reckless is what we heard. That whole LP will be available on vinyl on Record Store Day. And we started with the Young Rascals and Good Lovin'. And they're going to be releasing singles, all the singles, their single collections, A's and B-sides. And how many? That was like a 4-record set, I believe.
Sorry about that. Yeah, it's a box.
Yeah, a box set. Lovely stuff. Anyway, we're here with Phil Wilcox, who is intimately involved in Record Store Day.
Yeah, this is my 7th year. And I can honestly say, no hyperbole, no like salesman jive, this is the best list that we've ever had.
Is it? Yeah. Well, I've gone on Record Store Day and just seen stuff and dreamed. Just great. You know, a lot
to
of
the point where I wish
a lot of picture sleeves.
Oh, yeah.
Picture vinyl and things like that are special releases.
One of the picture ones that I'm really excited about is, and this is totally corny, is John Fogerty center field on a baseball picture disc.
I saw that. That's another one I saw that I wanted to.
That's just rad. And yeah. I can't believe nobody's done that yet.
Yeah. Anyway, it is 12:01, and just because our computer is out doesn't relieve us of our FCC requirement of doing public service announcements.
All right.
And if Phil can get through it without without giving me his cold.
And you listeners at home, be happy that you can't get the cold through the radio.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know.
I promise I won't have a cold on Record Store Day, so please come out to Trace Gatto's. You will not get a cold.
Okay, anyway.
All right, here we
PSA.
Go.
PSA, here you go.
Here we go. This is a PSA. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature? Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies. Help ensure your child has those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover all the cool things you can do, like fishing, biking, or even camping. That's discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Obvious. Encore.
I did it.
You did. But here comes the coughing fit. Now, you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Boston, Tufts, Freeform Radio, or you can stream us on WMFO.org worldwide. It is Detox Mansion. It's 12:02, and, you know, high noon on the Detox Mansion is medication time. So I don't know. I just made that up. Anyway, getting back to our Record Store Day releases.
It sounded very natural. It I just did. Want to say that sounded good.
Anyway, Record Store Day and the Big Red Letter Day was 1992, I believe, from Buffalo Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And they're releasing it on vinyl on Record Store Day. And let's listen to Soda Jerk. Whoops. We got to start it again. And it's not cooperating. Oh, it's got it because I had it set up on the other. See,
when the computer dies and you're doing everything
yeah.
via personal devices.
You don't have. And by the way, if I did post on Facebook, not realizing that I wasn't going to have access to Facebook while I'm doing the show. So I'll get back. You know, you make comments and I'll get back to you after the show and answer as much as I can. I'm sorry I can't get to request that way though. It's just the way it is when you're in a college radio station. And we know we're poor.
And by the way, all of you guys at home, go to recordstoreday.com/special releases to see where we're choosing all this music from.
Oh, cool. So you can look up, 423 releases. Yeah, suck down that NyQuil, mate. So here's Buffalo Tom at 91.5 WMFO. There we go.
All right, I'm going to the bathroom.
Shot of cocaine and away I run. made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joints, taking the pills, and walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Said, yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just to read it to me. Shot her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my dead carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about a half past nine, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. A tenny coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, into that district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge come as to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
Yeah. Bob Angel.
I'll be as untouched as the turn signal in an Asian woman's car.
And Detox Mansion.
How much signal I need to cut across 8 lane? None? I turn now. Good luck, everybody else.
Perfect.
A 91.5 WMFO.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
So
I love radio, man. 91.5 WMFO. Oh. And the Flaming Groovies. A different version than most people are familiar with of Shake Some Action. This version came from their 1981 release, indie release, Grease, which will be released on vinyl on Record Store Day. Flaming Groovies. Where's my list? Oh...
How's everybody feeling out there?
And we got our computer up right in the middle of the show. So we're posting the songs again. So you can't go back to the beginning of the show, but we started at 12:06. What was playing at 12:06? But let's get back to that. Okay, Steve Earle and the Dukes was before that. They have a live album, double LP set called Live from the Continental Club coming out. And we heard the live version of Copperhead Road. Gary Clark Jr. and Junkie XL did a great version of Come Together.
Yeah, that's a really, really good cover.
And it's a single.
Yes, that is a 12-inch single.
12-inch single. Interesting. Johnny Cash, yes, he's releasing At Folsom Prison. His legendary 1968 album. We heard Cocaine Blues. And
it's a 5-LP box set.
Yeah.
You know, if you have the traditional At Folsom Prison record, which is amazing and one of the best live albums ever, but there's so much stuff on that record that you're missing. Carl Perkins has a whole set that was never released. June Carter and the Carter Family have a whole set, and all of that stuff will be in this box set.
Wow.
So it is a must for country collectors.
Wow. Yeah, Johnny Cash fans. Johnny Cash has fans outside the country realm.
Oh, yeah. He transcends country.
That's right. He was like anyone who likes Bob Dylan likes Johnny Cash.
Exactly.
There you go. Buffalo Tom started us off, I believe, if I have things written down correctly.
Possibly.
Big Red Letter Day is the album they'll be re-releasing on Record Store Day. And we heard Soda Jerk, which was a great song, 12:25. I'm Bob Angel, and it is the Detox Mansion you're listening to. And Phil Wilcox is my guest here today because he is clearly the resident specialist on Record Store Day. So,
which, by the way, a lot of people don't know this, started in New England.
In Maine, in fact.
Yeah. The folks behind Bull Moose.
Bull Moose Music, that's right. I knew that because I'm from Portland, Maine originally.
Well, and you're a DJ and an audiophile.
Right.
But the kids out there might not know.
And we've been promoting it. I have been doing a Record Store Day promotion every single year since it started, which is quite a while ago, actually.
It is, I mean, not to get all, soapbox standy, but it is really a great day. You know, people who collect records go to the record store every day. Every day is Record Store Day for them. But it is a day where... for some people, it's the only day of the year that they go out to a record shop, and people go with their families and their kids. And last year, I had little kids buying their first records, and it's really, really fun. If you're a music fan, if you haven't bought a record in 20 years, it's a good opportunity.
Well, and if you're my age, which we're not going to say, but when I
24.
Was young, we went to record shops. There were a lot of them. In downtown Portland, there were like two competing right across the streets from each other. So you check the prices in one. You go across the street, see if they had a better deal. If not, you go back to the first one. Oh, it was great. Records. I had a ton of records.
The good news is that there are more record stores opening than closing now, which hasn't been a thing in a long time.
Well, they're selling a lot more records.
Yeah.
Turntables are being sold now, you know?
You can buy, people come in because we're a restaurant. So a lot of people come in who are not there for the record store, who are just having dinner. And they say, these records are great, but where can you get turntables? And in the last 6 months or so, you can go to Target and get a turntable, or Best Buy and get a turntable.
Yeah,
they sell turntables everywhere
now. Old Techniques turntables, they're out there. And, they're making them now because people want vinyl.
Actually, I should do a plug. If you are interested in getting a turntable, there's an awesome company right here in Greater Boston. They're called U-Turn. They're in Woburn. And you go on their website, you design the turntable, and they build it to order. So there's not a whole warehouse of these things just sitting around. There's 12 guys in a warehouse, and they build the turntable for you.
Wow.
And they're really good. I have one. That's what we use in my store.
Well, if you're going to do something like that, you got to love what you're doing.
They're like, handcrafted. You can get, cedar or walnut, these beautiful wooden turntables, and they are really, really neat. They've been open for 3 years, and they just sold their 30,000th turntable.
Wow.
So they're blowing up.
Cool.
Jason Isbell has one.
From U-Turn?
Yeah, I saw it on his Instagram page.
Cool. Wow. Well, that's quite an endorsement right there. Anyway, let's look at the weather. Light rain, freezing rain today. Temps nearly steady in the low 30s. It's not even going to get above 33, folks. Unbelievable. Tonight, rain, freezing rain, low around 31. Tomorrow, rain, wind, high near 50. It's just going to be, it's just one of those things, you know. And then after Monday, it's going to turn nice again with temps in the 50s and sunshine.
And it will be nice on Record Store Day.
Currently, and the campus of Tufts University, it is 33 degrees. And you'll be interested in this PSA.
Oh, my goodness.
Oops, if I turn it up. Well, let's start it again. Let's start it again.
I think
there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Yes, that's a PSA near and dear to Phil's heart.
So I had a show on this station for like 5 minutes, and that was always my favorite PSA. And I've never heard the recorded version, and they do it much better than I did.
All right. It's 12:30. Let's get back to Record Store Day releases. This is a 7-inch picture disc that's going to be released. Originally released in 1978 on an album called Outlandos D'Amour.
Ooh.
So we know it's The Police, don't we? It's Roxanne. 91.5 WMFO.
To the night, Roxanne. you believe in your heart of hearts. Say you have something to wear on your sleeve of sleeves. Say you swear you just saw a feathery woman carry a blindfolded man through the streets, showered and blue blazer. Fill yourself with quarters, showered and blue blazer. Fill yourself with quarters. You get mistaken for strangers by your own friends when you're passing the night under the silver, a silver city bank light. Coming home and all, in eyes, in eyes, grazing under.
play the game I'll tell you how to do it. Now, look, all you got to do, look, is when the whistle's blowing, I want you to get one spin only on the ball.
Any prize, take what you like. World winner, world prize. The bigger the stone. Are you ready?
blind boy, geese in a quiet vibration land. Strange as it seems, his musical dreams ain't quite so bad.
I forgot it segued. I hate when that happens on the digital recordings. 91.5 WMFO. Record Store Day preview is what we're doing here today. That was the Smithereens and the Amazing Journey, obviously, from the Smithereens' Play Tommy. That's going to be another LP release on Record Store Day.
I never heard that before. That was great.
I thought they played it perfect. Yeah. Although it didn't sound like Pat DiNizio to me. It's okay.
When it first started, I was like, oh, he's just playing something from actual Tommy, because he does a really good Daltrey.
It's perfect, yeah.
And then as soon as the guitars kicked in, I was like, that's a little hard even for The Who.
Yeah. Anyway, Bruce Springsteen before that, Badlands, his greatest hits will be released on vinyl for Record Store Day. Wow, these are great. The Rolling Stones, their Satanic Majesty's Request.
That's a great one.
What do they think? Is it going to be like the 180 gram vinyl?
Yeah, and I think it's going to have the original, the hologram cover.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, well, we heard She's a Rainbow, of course. Jimi Hendrix, brand new Jimi Hendrix.
Somehow he just keeps churning them out.
He's putting out a single, and Mannish Boy is the single. Do you know what's on the B-side?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. We have it on the list, but it'd take forever to find it because there's 423 singles in there. Anyway, The National, we heard Mistaken for Strangers. Boxer will be released.
Yeah, they're putting out... So The Boxer came out in 2007 or 8.
2007.
They're putting out The National doing The Boxer live in Brussels. And that is one of the ones that I'm the most excited about. That's a great record. And... for anybody who says, oh, those guys are moody or they're depressing, you got to see that band live because they rip it up.
I love The National. I think they're great. Let's see. The Police. We started with The Police, right? Roxanne. And that's going to be a 7-inch picture disc.
And there's so much stuff, and we're wrapping up. There's so many things we didn't get to. Just I got to rattle some stuff off. There's Wilco, car seat headrest, parquet courts. What else?
Jethro Tull.
Jethro Tull, jazz stuff. Miles Davis, unreleased record from 1985. Davis, yeah. Two Grant Greens, Thelonious Monk, Ornette Coleman.
I saw the Ornette Coleman too. I almost put that on.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's very freeform, but it's great.
Right. You need to have a taste for Ornette Coleman. You know, he's different. He's a horse of a different color.
It's an evening with Ornette Coleman Part 2, and I believe it's from Stockholm in 1965.
I'm seeing Hawkwind here.
Neil Young. Yeah. Waxahachie. Kevin Shields from My Bloody Valentine has a new single with Brian Eno. Kevin Morby. Like, so many records.
So next Saturday, you got to hit a record store.
Yeah, so...
And the one in Jamaica Plain is called...
Trace Gatos.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, we're in Medford, your local record store around here is Grooves in Somerville, in Union Square. They're amazing. If you don't want to make the trip, hit them up. They're a great store. But if you happen to come to Trace Gatos, again, free pastries, free coffee. We have a bar. And we really go all out. I try to have one of the most comprehensive and eclectic record store day collections, not just in Boston, but hopefully in New England. We really, 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 like, every record on that list, we're going to at least have one or two copies of.
Cool. Phil Wilcox, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Bob, and I'm sorry for having the plague.
Well,
this whole thing. But it was for a good cause because it was the Red Sox game. That's what did it.
There you go. Okay. Now, the last song we're going to play is not a Record Store Day release, but, you know, it's the Detox Mansion, and we can't do a Detox Mansion without Warren Zevon.
And, fully endorse.
Yeah, and this one seems fitting since we just decided to bomb the hell out of Damascus. And so this is the title track from The Envoy.